will forget what you meant to me. And there's a reason why. Oh, 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 oh.
Okay. First of all, let me apologize if I got anybody agitated there needlessly. Zombo is here. He's here. Don't worry. We're gonna put him on the air in just a sec. As soon as I can tell you what we just played. Last song was by a group called Glass Reel. Bigger Than You. The CD is called Luster. Before that, we had White Lung doing Hysteric off of Deep Fantasy. And then we had a group called A Certain Ratio doing Holy Smoke off of 1982. And I was going to tell you, I don't want to keep you in suspense, the first nine songs were actually the first nine songs talked about in the great philosophical work by Bob Dylan called The Philosophy of Modern Song. Go down to your... It's a nice book if you want to have it. It's got lots of pretty pictures in it, especially evocative if you were hanging around record stores in the 1950s and 1960s. But if you go down to your local library to look for it, don't look in the philosophy department, despite the title. So that's going to do it for me. I'll be away the next couple of weeks. Hopefully something will be... We'll be on. It will be on. Won't it? We can take care of it. Right, Zombo?
Come on early.
Oh, okay. There we go.
No, you got to shut
it. Okay. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3. Take it away, Zombo.
Lights off.
You know where you're at. You're on planet Earth. And this is Zombo and your brain. Two very important places. The Earth and your brain. Today we're gonna go visit them both. Now we set the controls for the heart of the sun and we started with Blast Off by Cycle. And we are blasting off. This is the long-awaited journey through the solar system two-part show. Gonna start with some songs from the sun, and we're gonna work our way outwards very excited about today. I was a little worried I wasn't going to be on the air either. The station was off the air for a couple of days, and we got this like email saying, "Oh man, I think the transmitter's gone for the unforeseeable future. We may not be on the air." So I'm like packing the lunch. I'm planning on, you know, doing this and that, and then all of a sudden, like a miracle, they found out it was a power surge, and luckily we had a power surge protector. Remember, friends, power surge protectors are very important. It saved the whole damn station. It could have fried everything. And we had a power supply protector protecting everything, and it did its job. It got burned out. Must have been a hell of a surge. That thing got burned out. Rest of the station's just Jim Dandy. How about that? So when I was just like prepping. Actually, it's interesting. If I turn on automation right now, you'll hear Zombo's Deep Archive, because I actually loaded a Deep Archive show from 14 years ago under the computer. And I figured, well, I'm just going to play a show from 14 years ago. Instead of the universe, you're going to be going back in time. So another dimension. Rather than space, you get time. But now it's time for the journey through space. This is great. It's deep, isn't it? So I was there was a bit of a philosophy thing. It was great. It was interesting. I was doing that. It was, I think, a Socrates called the paradigm of time. What time is. It's fascinating how it doesn't really know that it doesn't really exist, because they say the future hasn't happened yet and doesn't exist. The past already happened and existed. How thick is time? It's really interesting. It's like almost this razor-thin existence. It's really interesting. And then he didn't really have an answer. He just kind of said, "Hey, how about that, everybody?" And everybody's like, "Oh, man, that's deep, Socrates. Here, have some of this delicious hemlock." "Hey, thanks, man." So you listen to me here and you're there and all. We're on the sun now. That's right. Don't worry. We're landing at night. Feels good. Like I'm saying, I was jarred that I had to. I was already taking the day off. I was already planning some activities. And you know, there you know. I hear the station come back on like a Christmas miracle. And boom. All right. You ready for some sun? Oh, yeah. We ready for some sun. So we're going to go all planets all the way to Pluto. All the way to Pluto. Going to journey through space. Ah, love this tune. This is my favorite Doors tune. Zombo in your brain. We're on the sun. We'll be right back.
Waiting for the sun. Throw down blow.
Stepping out of life. Stop making a movie of it. teacher's pet, one of the chosen few. If I told you all my secrets, would you keep them all inside? Or maybe I would be convinced it meant to suicide. I think I'll shut my eyes this time, but if you let me down, I guarantee that you get up while I get kicked around. Cause I know where the sun shines, but I really don't know why. Yeah, I know where the sun shines, and it's not out of the sky. When you're in a crowd and I can watch the people that are by, the look beyond the poses and the image they contrive. Some will soon be fathers, some will soon be wives, some won't even be here having taken their own lives.
and move from the bottom to the top? Does it start at the bottom or does it start at the top?
Magnus Jockey from Dart sends him Spock, sends him Spock.
Now which hand's got it? Bottom or the top? Neither hand's got it. It just got it. Hope it don't stop.
Magnet drop deep from dark. Send them a spark. Send them a spark.
I think you can hold it once it start. I don't care who you are, what size you are, I'll magnetize you.
Magnet draw day from dark. Sends them a spark, sends them a spark.
It goes every which way once it start. Does it start at the bottom or does it start at the top?
Magnet draw day from dark. Sends them a spark, sends them a spark. Ah, don't let it get away. I'm gonna zip up my guitar. And when I've gone too far, I'm gonna zip down my guitar. Drop day from dark. Sends him Spock. Sends him Spock.
Remember who and why. sad songs when you can sing the song? Don't make me glad. So when you look into the sun and see the words you could have sung, it's not too late. So when you look into the sun and see the words you could have sung, it's not too late, only begun. Look into the sun.
beautiful bit of sun music there for you. On a somewhat sunny day. I believe it is fairly sunny. And that is the sun section of the show. And you might have said, oh, I kind of heard those songs before. I did a whole sun show in March of earlier, obviously, this year. And it was all sun. And I figured, you know what? I'm just going to play the best sun songs because it was a three-hour show on sun. But I was thinking, you know what? I'm just going to play all the songs that are really good that I liked about the sun because we are journeying through the solar system, starting with the sun. We're going to go next to the moon. Yes, because it's more familiar. Sun, moon, then we'll start with Mercury, and we'll go all the way out. But what we heard was the Fat White Family doing Kim's Sunset. We heard Jethro Tull look into the sun. Captain Beefheart and his magic band, Sun Zoom Spark. I Was a Sunny Rain Phase by Stereolab. Billy Bazaar with the ska version of House of the Rising Sun. Sunlight Bathed in Golden Glow by Felt. And Temples, a double shot of Temples, Sun Structures, and Born into the Sun. Temples just has a new album coming out too. This is like the band now for me. The band, I mean, it's just so well crafted, and it just kind of makes me think that, okay, there's still some good music out there, and that's a nice thing. We heard Groovy Uncle doing I Know Where the Sun Shines, The Doors, Waiting for the Sun, Pink Floyd, Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun, and we started with Blast Off by Cycle. There, so there, we did it on the sun. We're all done with the sun. So I kind of played all the sun stuff off to the moon. And speaking of moon, do you know that 656 billion pieces of junk mail and clog our mailbox? And if you stack it all up, that goes to the moon. That adds up to 4 million billion tons of paper. That's right, destroying the world so we can have our junk. And who looks at that junk mail? You know, how many people look at the, I don't know if it's even called a penny saver anymore, but it's just instantly to the garbage. And they print it all out in color, too. I would like to know the ratio, because I know that it used to be like stuff you sent people in the mail, 10% of the people looked at it. 90% threw it out. And I just think, junk mail, I just never see anybody go, oh, look at that. Look at that. There's cabbages on sale. Oh, boy. Let me go get some of them. Look how pretty those cabbages are. Somebody had to, like, do all that layout, spend all that money, and it's not cheap. And then they got to mail it. See, you know how we fix this? We make junk mail super expensive to send. Because, you know, it really clogs up all the stuff the mailman have. The mailman got that big sack anyhow, and most of that is junk mail. And why is it junk mail? It's because a lot of these places can send their junk mail, like, for practically pennies. What we do is we make postage on junk mail four times the amount it is now. You want to send me something about cabbages? Well, you know, instead of, like, 4 cents, it's going to cost you 40 cents. You'll be surprised when you throw money at a problem, how fast it'll help. So that's how that, see here, right here, it just says it's up to you. You can kind of call this place, which probably isn't around anymore because this PSA is from 2002. This PSA is 21 years old. Can you believe that? 2002 is when this PSA was out. And I got to tell you, they just eliminated all the CDs here. So there's like 3 CDs that I play as background music. It's usually The Bin. I play it solo. Solo, you can't hear it. And there's almost no bin here anymore. So it's a has-been. So speaking of that, let's go back to this junk mail thing. So it tells you, you can go in and you can call these telemarketeers that they're a junk mail, tell them to remove them from your list. But see, I don't think so. I think you call this number and I don't think so. Or it says you can visit them online at dmaconsumers.org. But here's the thing. There's so many different, it's not just like one place doing all this junk mail. It's like all the local stuff is what kills you. The local stuff is what kills you. So I think they should just make junk mail a lot more expensive to send. And because that's the only way we're going to get that junk mail unstacked to the sun or the moon. I think it's to the moon. I think we can stack it to the moon. I believe we could stack it to the moon. The sun, it would just burn up. By the time I got, like, you know, a couple miles away from the sun, it just burned up. So it's kind of pointless to try and stack it to the sun. But needless to say, this junk mail is pointless. And that's the best way to do it. Write your congressman. Write your state representative. Write your boss. Write yourself. That's right. make junk mail super expensive to send. That is the way to fix things. The only way to fix capitalism is to throw money at capitalism. That's right, friends. So remember that valuable lesson. What else we got here? Hey, do you remember who brought that magic into your life growing up? Who took you to the moon? Who showed you those craters? Who made you jump up and down and laugh so hard your stomach hurt? Well, that was your big outer space brother, big outer space sister. Being a big outer space brother and outer space sister, anybody can do it. You just need a spaceship and one of those space suit. Just that, just a spaceship and a spacesuit. Maybe some space food sticks. You want to eat some stuff along the way. That is right. You can be a friend to a child who wants to go to outer space. And you can have fun together. Learn from each other. Ooh, what's that star? That's not a star, son. That's space junk. What's that? Is that what star is that? That's not a star, son. That's a, oh my God, that is a spy satellite. And then you and your space child will be held in detention. Or you may have seen a real UFO. That's right. You might see a real UFO. A UFO. UFO. UFO for those who are in the know. Because there's a whole thing now where they're saying they actually have this whistleblower guy that says, yeah, UFOs are real. That is right. UFOs are real. And see, there's a theory out there. Now, I've heard this theory has been told over and over. This is an old theory. Goes back to the 80s. There's a theory that when you see an UFO, they hit you with a memory deletion ray. So you forget you ever seen the UFO. So if you don't ever remember seeing an UFO, you probably see them all the time. Call Big Outer Space Brothers, Big Outer Space Sisters to learn about their variable flexing, mentaling, mentoring, and mentaling opportunities at 1-800-NSAA. Because they couldn't afford to use the real NASA. So they had to change it a bit. Or to go to Big Brothers, Big Sisters in Outer Space.com. Big Outer Space Brothers, Big Outer Space Sisters. Little moments, big magic, weightlessness. Let's head to the moon. The Moon Men by Gene Marshall. Zombo, where? In your brain, which is inside your air compressed bubble. RCT, back on the air, man. Zombo, back in your brain. Dig in.
Coming over to a place that never before has had a man. Blasting off from Earth and into space. Traveling mighty fast, that made the landing on the pan. Columbia orbiting to wait the time. The descended eagle is at its recline. To see is to believe. Behold, the men came to walk on the sand. Letting the world know we are first on the land. The two put up the flag and saluted the same. Knowing never will be an end to their fame. Of course the president wondered, fully acclaimed. We did it all for Uncle Sam. They picked up rocks and sand to fill the bags. When they get back to Earth, they will all have tags. The time now came for Columbia to pick up the eagle. Off once more and traveling. Improving their health mighty well. Some time will be taken on them, making sure that they didn't bring back a gem. When all the tests are sure to
My days away, no way, and if it's the price I pay, some.